Washington state officials have fined a Virginia man nearly $80,000 for illegal clearing of shoreline property on San Juan Island. KUOW's John Ryan has the story.
You know those lottery ads where people do outlandish things with their winnings?
Hi there. I'd like to purchase a vacation package where I travel to all seven continents, and I'd like to pay in cash.
Here's a case from the San Juan Islands of news imitating advertising. Dave Honeywell lives in Fredericksburg, Virginia. He won a $217 million Powerball lottery last year. Then he plunked down $6 million to buy a former resort called the Mar Vista on San Juan Island. He formed a company called Orca Dreams to develop this stretch of shoreline into his retirement home. The Mar Vista is on San Juan's outer shore. It's right next to the False Bay Nature Preserve owned by the University of Washington. Honeywell then proceeded to mar the vista.
Well, it was basically clear cut. So all of the trees were cut down and to a pretty low stump height, and then it was burned.
Doug Allen is the head of the Department of Ecology's office in Bellingham.
You know, it's a steep slope, so it's susceptible to erosion, and that material can get down, wash into the nearby shoreline and the waters of the bay, and that's a water quality violation.
While it's just one property on a big island, scientists say loss of shoreline habitat is one of the biggest obstacles to a healthy Puget Sound, and it's individual property owners who do most of the damage. Property rights groups see government overreach as shoreline regulations get updated. Friday Harbor attorney Stephanie Johnson O'Day is representing Honeywell and his wife. She says the Honeywells are being crucified for something that's been blown way out of proportion. She says the couple accepts responsibility for their contractor clearing more brush than they wanted, but it wasn't clear-cutting, she says. Ecology officials say more than an acre was clear-cut, including dozens of trees more than a foot in diameter. They say the Honeywells have been more or less cooperative. One reason their fine was less than the $400,000 they could have been hit with. Ecology says the couple's wealth was not a factor in the fine. The Honeywells' attorney says they will appeal. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.